I've been thinking this week, post-Easter, as we go through the Easter season, that it was one thing to be going through this this difficult time and finding ways to think about what is unnecessary, what is non-essential, what we can go without during the season of Lent. But now that Easter has come and we know that these are joyful and exciting season for us as Christians, this time of isolation and you know, social distancing is getting doesn't match quite as well with this particular season for us. And this text this morning, I think, helps us to make sense of that a little bit. So here is John's gospel of Jesus coming to his disciples. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." May the Lord grant us hearts and minds to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The first way that this text is relevant for us is that, like us, the disciples were all locked away in their room, and we can find that quite familiar for us. What I want you to notice, first of all, is that when Jesus appears to the disciples the first time, the first thing he does is show them his hands and his side. And so I think that we focus a lot on how Thomas is a doubter and demands to see the wounds of Jesus. But I think that we can understand ourselves that just as the other disciples had seen what Jesus showed them, that Thomas just wanted to have that experience of Jesus for himself. He needed to have Jesus come and show him as well. And I think for each of us, we can understand that impulse to not just want to have someone else's testimony of Jesus coming into their lives, but we want to experience Jesus in our lives for ourselves. And so, you know, for us now, even I think locked away in our own rooms, in our homes, kept distant from other people, we are kind of experiencing a little bit what Thomas was experiencing, finding it hard to really see where God is at, to see where God is in the midst of this, to see Christ in the midst of the isolation and having to be separate from folks and not being able to meet and embrace and all that we're used to. But the text this morning assures us that even in times like these, that Jesus, the Christ, shows up in our lives. Even if the doors are locked around us, Christ shows up and says to us, "Peace be with you." Three times in the text, it's repeated, "Peace be with you, peace be with you, peace be with you." So I would say to you all that if you're finding it hard to trust that God is God in the midst of these difficult times, if you're struggling to see the light and life that's going on in the midst of this, to see the light at the end of the tunnel that's not an oncoming train, if you're struggling with that in this time, I would suggest to you that, like Thomas, you ask and even demand to see where Christ can show up in your life, to say, "I want to see you show up in my life. I want to see your hands. I want to touch your side." Because what I think that we will find, and it's difficult because what we see is that Christ shows up in these disciples' life. And I think our image, right, is always this glowing, resurrected Jesus that just shines pure light, and it's so obvious. But if you read all of the gospel accounts, sure, the angels show up at the tomb and they are bright and shining, but every time Jesus shows up, most of the time people don't even recognize him because he's so common, just someone walking along the road with you, or maybe the gardener in the graveyard, someone common that they don't recognize and has to show them his hands and his side. Because the truth of our God is that our God is not off, separate somewhere, away from the pain and the hurt and all of the stuff that's going on in our lives, but right down in the midst of it, even bearing the wounds of traumatizing events and times, having the scars from going through the most difficult aspects of our life. So if you are struggling to find where God is in the midst of this, ask for Jesus to show up in your life. Because what you will find is that you will find someone who is right there with the wounded, right there with the troubled, someone who is wounded themselves, but also healer. The God who suffers with us, who is a God of compassion, but who is also the God who sustains us and supplies us with every need, who is our Creator. You know, maybe some of you have been out in your own gardens recently. I've been all too late trying to do a few things in my garden as well. And it came to me the other day thinking about how a lot of the times our image of God is the God who is above the sun and the rain that comes to us from the heavens. But this story reminds us that our God is also the God who is down in the earth, down bringing the nutrients and everything that we need through the Holy Spirit, bringing us life and light right through the roots of who we are. And to me, that was comforting this week, to remember that our God is not just off somewhere, but is right here with us, even with the same scars and wounds that we might be experiencing at this time. So I want you to hear these words again that come from an earlier part of the gospel that Jesus repeats in this text. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Will you pray with me? Loving God, remind us again and again that you are the one who not only sustains us and supplies our needs, but you are the one who is suffering right alongside us in whatever we go through. And help us to hear that call in the text as well, that just as you were sent into this world to know it and to experience it and to bring along those who you would love and to save them, that you also send us as well to be people of your peace and your love and your compassion and help to bear the wounds as well. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Darren. Just want to say a word or two of gratitude and thanksgiving to all of you for the kind of support that you continue to give